An extraordinary parliamentary session to discuss the issues scheduled for Sunday was put off until Monday. Iraqi Parliament Speaker Iyad Samarai said some key information was needed to debate the issue. He says he is waiting for the final report of the appeals court, which ruled that banned candidates could remain on the ballot for the March 7th parliamentary elections, as well as original documents pertaining to specific candidates before holding the debate Monday. The appeals court, he argues, should have the confidence of everyone and should have the final say in the matter. The appeals court ruled that banned candidates must be cleared of links to the Baas party before they can be seated in Iraq's new parliament. Shiite Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki called for the parliamentary debate after branding the appeals court decision illegal. The ban prompted Iraqi Sunnis to accuse Iraq's Shiite-led government of trying to marginalize Sunni politicians. Sunni Parliament Speaker Samarai said the dispute between Iraq's Sunni and Shiite political leaders should be settled before the 12th of February when campaigning begins. Rival Shiite leaders, including Deputy Parliament Speaker Khalid al-Attiya and Parliament Legal Committee Chairman Baha al-Araji, want Iraq's Supreme Judicial Court to have the final word in resolving the dispute. Sunni lawmakers say the Supreme Court is biased in favor of Shiites. Meanwhile, in Baghdad and Najaf, hundreds of Shiite demonstrators demanded that alleged members of the outlawed Baas party be banned from political life. The escalating political dispute comes at a time of increasing sectarian violence. Three major explosions targeting Shiite pilgrims occurred during the past week. Many analysts worry that violence could get worse if elections were delayed. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.